music. You know what that means. It's time for our monthly Wonder Woman segment, where we bring in some really special ladies in the Chicagoland area doing fantastic things for the community and for their families. And this week's Wonder Woman is none other than Holly Simon.
Wow.
How are you?
I'm phenomenal. I love the Wonder Woman segue.
Right?
Yeah.
Hello. Perfect.
What's our way of kind of giving back and highlighting women who do amazing things in the community, not only for the community, but their families? And you have a fantastic story. And instead of doing a long, drawn-out introduction for you, I want you to kind of tell us the essence of I am who I am.
Okay, I'm going to do that. But I'm going to start off by saying you are so darn cute. I'm
a little
uncomfortable. But okay, so again, Holly Simon. I live on the south side. My husband's a lieutenant in the Chicago Police Department. I am the proud mama of five spectacular children. When my fifth child was born, who happens to be in the studio with us right now, Nathaniel was born, the doctors and the nurses noticed that he looked a bit different. And instead of the congratulations, which you normally hear after the birth of a child, the doctors and the nurses put their heads down and then they said they were sorry. Why they were sorry was because Nathaniel has Down syndrome. Joke on them. Because Nathaniel is nothing to be sorry about. Nathaniel is also known as Nate the Great.
Nate the Great's in the studio.
Nate the Great.
What's up, Nate?
Yeah, he has.
Good-looking kid.
He is a beautiful boy.
And a great taste in shoes, by the way.
He's matching shoes on you guys.
We do. We plan that.
They do. They do. So Nate the Great came into this world with a bang. He's magic. And why do I say that? Well, because everything the doctors and the nurses said he would be, he's not.
Right.
So they gave me these books, and they barraged us with, like, he won't do this, he can't be this. And, you know, wow, Nate is funnier than anyone you've ever met, swears like a truck driver.
My man, Nate. Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Oh, you don't? All right.
Yeah.
So maybe it's your mom who swears like a truck driver?
Yeah,
there you go.
Okay. And he's also the biggest con man you will ever meet. He is articulate, he is smart, he is beautiful, and he is worthy. So I wanted to change the way the world views people born a bit different. And truth be told, look outside the studio right now. Not one person walking by looks exactly the same.
No,
nobody acts the same. And we have to appreciate that, and we must celebrate that. So early on, I knew that Nate and all the Nates in the world needed to hear congratulations at their birth. So at my kitchen table, I decided to start a foundation. And it really is that simple to make a change in the world. And my mission was to congratulate every baby born a bit different. And how we did that was through education, through Facebook, social media. We had placards. We brought them to the hospitals. We brought them to the gynecologists. We also needed to educate our neighbors and our family and our friends. Because unfortunately, the sorry was just the norm.
Well, let me interject here for a second. Mm-hmm. I can imagine most moms out there, you know, I can recall the birth of my children, and you are waiting for that moment. You're like, is my child healthy? Is there things going on? Were you for a second devastated? Were you for a second, like, what in you, because I read your bio, what in you clicked and was like,
right.
I'm not doing this the way most people would just break down and lose it.
Great, great question, because there are people that do lose it. And for those people, I say, give me a call. What made me change my projection was smelling Nathaniel. You know why? Because he smelled like a baby. And he had 10 toes and 10 fingers and 2 eyes. And I will say that it took me a couple seconds to embrace. I was frightened. Why? Because they said they were sorry.
Right.
So why would you hear that unless he was afraid?
Yeah.
When he came to me in his little blanket, there was nothing frightening. He smelled just like a baby.
And you whispered something in his ear that I read in your bio that
I
want you to repeat.
I sure did. I whispered to him, and I looked at him with the most unbelievable conviction I've ever had. Something came, it lifted me with passion, and I said, I will never, ever let anyone hurt you or say they're sorry about you again. I will take care of you and love you for the rest of my life. And that's not something you have to work hard at.
Nate, did Mom keep her promise?
No.
For God's sakes.
I think Nate needs to hop on the mic
Nate,
here.
Nate, come on.
We're gonna get some truth here.
You're gonna
Nate, come on down, buddy.
Oh my God. You guys don't know what you're in for.
Oh, I can't wait.
I know.
I think Nate's the star here.
Yeah, great.
All right, let me
only honest though. Don't say crazy stuff like you've
only curse a little bit, all right? Cass, my producer, slow on the trigger to
I'll start off with how Nate became Nate the Great. And we're going to probably offend a large audience out there, but I just wanted to say...
We speak the truth.
Right, yeah. We do speak the truth. Okay, so Nate the Great came out kicking and screaming, and he talks, and he can write, and he can read everything they said he wouldn't. But he also impersonates, and he would watch Saturday Night Live skits, but, of course, the naughty ones. And then he would be in public, and he would tell everybody the skits. So we went around Chicago when he first started to speak, and he would tell everybody we met that he was a...
lesbian.
Me too. I am too.
Well, okay. So I was totally cool with that. I mean, and people would say, "Don't you want to correct him?" And I would eventually, when he understood, I said, "Nate, you really can't be, you know, dude. It's two women. They're in love."
Sure.
And he said, "Okay, all right. Well, then you are." So he would go to places and say, "My mother is a lesbian," which, once again, no problem, other than my husband not thrilled with that knowledge. Yeah. But so Nate has no filter, but he also, which is the beauty of our children, they're pure love.
Sure.
And in a time like today when you're reading that last story, mm-hmm. Nothing like following that repulsive story.
Oh, yeah.
But there's so much disgust in our world.
Yes.
To come up and meet someone like Nate that's raw and uncensored and kind and funny. Now, let's be honest. He can be a complete jerk. I mean... Is this true, Nate?
No. I look at you, Nate, and say, there's no possible way this handsome kid. How old are you, Nate?
I'm 14 now.
He's 14. He's not a jerk. Come on.
Let's be honest.
Lindsay, is it true?
No.
Are you crabby?
No.
All the time?
No.
Unless you get your way. Why don't you tell Chicago what's your favorite food?
Fried calamari.
Me too. What's your favorite Italian restaurant?
Pompeii.
Oh, yeah. Taylor Street?
Pompeii?
I was just there the other day.
Pizza there is so good too.
Good shout out. Maybe they'll send us some coupons.
Yeah, there you go. Pompeii, you're listening. Give us.
They better be.
Nate loves you. Just gave you a big plug.
That's awesome. So, again, you meet Nate, you just put him on the radio, for goodness sakes.
Sure.
Why? Because he's a kid.
Yeah.
He's a kid just like everybody
else. He's funny too. I like him.
He's a piece
Jenna,
of work.
I think you're going to lose your sidekick position.
I know. I think I'm done.
Nate,
I should just take my headphones off and walk out of the studio right now.
You want a part time job, Nate?
I do.
I do.
Yeah, what do you want to talk about when it's your turn?
Saturday Night Live.
About what?
About you.
What do you want to say about me?
I want to say something nice.
Okay, let's try it.
All right.
What?
I love my mom.
Okay.
She's cute.
Yes, I
am. Beautiful.
I'm beautiful.
She sparkled my eyes out.
I sparkle his eyes out.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I think she's the beautiest mother ever.
There you go.
That's so sweet, Nate.
Beautiest mother ever. I mean, seriously.
Listen, I'm going to tear up here, but we got to take a break, and we're going to do a little bit of news, and we're going to come back and talk to Holly and Nate, learn more about their story. And if you're in a similar position out there and you're looking for ways you can help, or you have family members, there's an organization called IamWhoIam.com. It's IamWhoIam.com. Go check them out right now. You see Holly's story there. We're talking to Holly Simon and her son, Nate. By the way, folks, October is Down Syndrome and Breast Cancer Month, and Holly owns that month, don't you?
I do.
Why?
I really do. Well, it's the awareness month, and we need to bring awareness to the fact that, of course, our kids with Down Syndrome and all different abilities are phenomenal. But unfortunately, I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2014 and had a double mastectomy, chemo, radiation, all of a bunch of, can I say crap?
Sure.
Crap. And it sucked. Can I say sucked?
Yeah, you can
say
sucked.
Just did. And it's a terrible journey. I just put that in air quotes for those that can't see me. And it is what it is. And you get through it, and you're a survivor. And I'm a warrior, and I give speeches on choices. We get up every day and make a choice, and my choice was to live.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you is, all right, you've been fighting this fight since Nate's was born, and you've adopted a whole new way for yourself and created an amazing path for not just you, but showing your son a way to live that is, you might not know it now, Nate, but your mom's a really special lady.
I will.
Yeah. Well, you probably do know.
Yes.
Occasionally, right?
Yes.
Sometimes she's cool. Sometimes she likes Coldplay.
Uh-huh.
Which you don't like, right?
I don't like Coldplay. Yeah, he loves them. Yes.
So, when you found out you had breast cancer, yeah. Did you apply the same attitude you had when you found out that Nate had Down syndrome?
Yes, I did. I sure did. I actually went in denial. I kept saying, you have the wrong chart. And I started to truly believe that I had, that they had the wrong chart. And I didn't really own it because I didn't like it. So I realized that, again, you have two choices. You wake up in the morning and you can either be Eeyore or you can be positive. And I don't like the alternative. So I woke up, put lipstick on literally every day and just follow through. And then I actually did some really cool things during that awful time in my life. I wrote a book. Great. Called I Am Who I Am.
But let's you are Wonder Woman. You definitely are Wonder Woman. But let's I want to break it down because my wife recently went through a whole bout of thyroid cancer. She's still, dealing with all the ups and downs. They had to take her thyroid out.
Yeah.
And we're just trying to figure out the right hormonal balance for her to have her function. Like days she feels great and days she can't function.
Absolutely.
And lately it's more of the latter.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. She's tough.
Yeah.
She's from Bridgeport. which I know is not far, far south.
I mean, it's south, but...
It's not fully south. Not Beverly.
It's not right, no. I'm from Oak Park, so we have to, like, shout out to everybody. But
yeah.
Now, did you... Like, I know for me, the moment we found out, mm-hmm. I actually knew a couple moments before her, and I had to tell her. I was the one who told her.
Okay.
What was that moment? You had to have a moment.
Of course.
I don't know anybody who's gotten cancer that doesn't have that moment, like... This is it for me. Like my life is could potentially be
altered
or ending soon.
Okay. I never ever thought the latter of what you just said, and I still don't to this day. I used to think it was because of Nathaniel. When you are a mom of a child with special abilities, you have to be their warrior. You have to be their voice. And I had no chance of taking it slow and sitting in the corner and having any type of pity for myself because he still needed to be advocated for. But yes, of course, I had that moment. I did put it in a box. I did put the cover on that box many days. My kids witnessed the raw, authentic part of cancer. I was broken.
I saw some pictures that you sent me, Jenna.
Yeah, Lindsay, Holly's daughter, posted them on her Instagram. And it's...
Powerful.
It's powerful. It's beautiful. It's also painful.
Sure.
But, I mean, I think it's the, like, real... part of breast cancer that some people just don't want to see.
Of course. You know? I didn't either. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I look at those photographs, I do find the beauty in them, but I also sometimes don't believe it's me. Again, when you're broken and you're not the type of person to be broken, it's a very humbling experience. And when you admit there's a problem, your life does change.
Yeah.
So I kept passion in my life. Without that, I would have never gotten out of bed. And for me, that was my secret and my trick. And my passion has always been children that need a voice. My passion has always been trying to find a kinder world. So even when I was at my worst and when I literally couldn't get out of the covers, I found something bigger than me to look forward to. And quite honestly, sometimes it was as simple as looking at Nate sleeping.
I was going to say, or littler than you.
Yeah,
Nate.
Sure. But his
Nate,
life
you basically
so
saved
big.
Your mom's life. You know that, right?
No.
You say yes once in a while, would you?
No.
Who's on first? So, yeah, I mean, I think...
No.
No, yeah, with a huge, gorgeous smile. Yeah. Beautiful boy.
Beautiful eyes, too.
Beautiful boy. Windows to the world.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, I mean, I would always say that, you know, broken crayons still can draw, and there's so many beautiful, you know, Hallmark sayings about cancer. You have to own your own story, and it was literally awful.
It was awful. For us, it was like, oh, everyone's like, oh, well, you got the good cancer. You know, thyroid's good, the good cancer. There's no good cancer.
No.
Let's just say that.
No.
But I know how it changed our life, and it still does, mm-hmm. and affects us in lots of different ways. It's not a death sentence, mm-hmm. but it certainly changes things.
But it is for many people.
It is for many
right.
people.
Right.
But so many people don't have the ability to capture the spirit that you have. And I know you're probably not perfect every second. I'm sure occasionally you get down.
I don't know.
Is your mom perfect?
I'm thinking perfect. I think I'm perfect.
She's
right
not.
Now.
She's
not even close. Not even close. And that was how I went through it, too. I was so raw and so honest and so authentic. And when I was broken, I was telling people I was broken. And when I was better, I would share that. But I never put sugar on it. I never candy-coated it. The journey sucks. I'm still in pain. I probably will be in some sort of physical pain my entire life.
Yeah. Did you have both removed?
I did, and I miss those girls. They were beautiful, and didn't appreciate them while they were here.
Yeah, could use them a little more.
I could have probably sold them out a little bit, but maybe, I don't know, advanced my career. And but it's shocking. It's awful. I didn't want to be this woman.
Yeah.
Your wife did not choose this platform.
Definitely not.
But again, because it was given to me and I have no choice, my only choice is how to handle it. And by educating other people, by being blessed to come on the radio, I'm able to say that, yes, it does suck, but we as friends and family and girlfriends, we can unite, and make it a better world. When you stop focusing on yourself and you see that we have so much work to do in our world, I think it gets you out of bed.
Agreed. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to learn how you're turning this around in finding ways to create opportunities for those affected by Down syndrome and ways that you're raising money.
Right.
It's cool stuff. We're featuring our Wonder Woman for this week. Her name is Holly Simon. You've been listening to her story. She's beaten breast cancer. She has taken her son with Down syndrome and turned him into a rock star. He's sitting in the studio with us right now. And you have also created a revenue platform for at least your foundation for IamWhoIam.com. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, running a foundation is almost impossible nowadays. Of course, there's no grants, there's no funding, so we rely on a huge fundraiser that we do in November. But there is also a gigantic gap that there is for teens and adults. So as Nate grew, so did my foundation ideas grow. So just a couple months ago, I decided that we needed to start a little business. And the business was going to be run solely by our teens and adults with special abilities. I started with a school by the name of Ray Graham. They're at 26th and Wabash. All the teens and adults there have some sort of special ability. We bring in soaps, bath bombs, lotions. The children start as simple as labeling, packaging, coming up with the logo. They are their own CEO. They sell and they make money.
Cool.
I was witness to them last week. There was an art fair in Beverly where two of our rock stars worked. They were so incredible selling their products. The pride oozed from them. And I kept thinking, like, wow, if only other stores saw this, and restaurants and hotels, and they opened up the opportunity for our children to work there and work with them. When Nate was born, someone said, oh, he could always be a bagger at Jewel. And you think, I kid. Why can't Nate be the mayor of Chicago?
Right.
He's actually in line. He's lying. We're writing him in.
You going for politics, Nate?
Yes, I am.
He's already the mayor of Beverly.
Really?
Yes.
I'd back you. I'd get behind you.
Vote for Nate.
What's your political platform, Nate?
Hugs and kisses for all?
I think no.
Okay.
I think only the cute girls. I think he's.
I think Donald Trump.
Uh-oh.
Donald Trump.
Don't even
a fan? A fan of Donald Trump?
That's not it. I am a fan of him.
Stop. Just stop while you're ahead, okay?
You mean the show Apprentice, right? Is that what you're
talking
about?
Yeah. All right. We'll go with that.
So afraid because he's been on so many television shows where they've had to bleep him off of certain things.
See, I love it. I want to
No, it's just, you just got to be raw and be real. And
Nate,
I think that's
what's
great.
We're not going to censor you on this show, buddy. You can say whatever you want.
All right.
Just don't curse too much.
What do you want to say? What do you want people to know about you?
Yeah, Nate, this is your moment.
I'm the mayor.
Okay.
I'm handsome. I met Lady Gaga.
Yeah, he did.
You did?
Yes.
Did you see her concert?
No.
Was he even
better? Polar plunge.
At the polar plunge.
Yes.
Did you go in the water for the polar plunge?
I didn't.
I wouldn't either.
I did.
Did you say I did?
Yeah.
You're a liar.
No, he said he did not.
Did not.
He said did not.
I said I did.
Yeah, she did.
Last year.
Nate, I would be sitting in sidelines with you.
Yeah.
With a blanket on. I would not go in there.
Same.
Yeah, he meets celebrities all the time.
And you like pink, right?
Yes.
Yeah, pink rocks.
She does.
I want pink to write a song for us, like for all kids with special abilities. Well, seriously, like we're on a Sunday, we're on this phenomenal WGN show. Somebody's got to know pink out there.
Of course.
Tell pink about I Am Who
she
I Am.
She listens to the show. You didn't know that?
She does.
Well, duh.
Yeah,
she's I mean, a fan. Who doesn't?
Right.
But so pink, listen, come on, represent our kids. I have this vision of a concert and about 5,000 children with different abilities all flood the stage and sing this anthem of I Am Who I Am, which literally means be yourself.
Why don't you write it, Holly?
Okay.
And then we'll send it to her.
Write the song.
Okay, it's already written.
I know people.
Do you really?
Yeah.
He's Frank.
He's so cute.
You too. Like the band Chicago?
I do.
I know people.
Oy vey, this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make this happen.
Yay.
Write a song.
This is
song.
Happening. All right, I have peeps out there, though, that will write the song. All right, so I wrote a book. Read the book. Understand that we have to celebrate each other, that we have to love each other and be kind. And we need to we need to really take a beat and take a look at these amazing human beings and treat them as so.
So if people want to go on your website and help you out and donate or buy some product, you have a merchant site on the website?
We do, and we really do need your help, you guys, in order to keep our lights on. I mean, I want to bring this back really full circle. One of the things that we concentrate on are bringing baby blankets to hospitals to congratulate newborn babies with different abilities. That takes money. We're funded merely on the support of our friends and our fans. So please, come on. There's a donate button. We would appreciate anything that you can do. We have a merchant page that sells all of our bath and body products, which our children, of course, make money at selling. Have us in your store. Have us maybe do a pop-up shop at your boutique. Just invite us in, and we'll be there. If you need Nate for any of your PR, he's available.
We're booking out Nate right now. He's not.
It's going to happen.
It is going to happen.
Nate, right? What is one thing you've learned from your mom over the years?
Like the best thing.
Yeah.
This is what my mom does.
I mean, she's a rock star. You know, you get to live with her. She does everything. Like, what's the best thing that you've learned from your mom?
She play games with me. That's it.
What's your favorite meal that she cooks for you, Nate?
My favorite meal is ravioli.
Ooh. Mom makes some homemade raviolis. Nice. I love it.
Holly's
like, I don't know what he's talking
about.
I've
never made ravioli.
Maybe you're thinking of the raviolis from Pompeii. maybe that.
He's thinking.
But hold on, he's putting up the universal finger.
He's calling. He's calling.
My mom is my best friend.
Aww.
That's so sweet. Thank you, Nate.
I have no choice.
Lindsay said that to me.
That's hilarious. Nate, Holly, thank you so much for coming in. We really appreciate it. The website, again, is im-whoim.com. Is there a phone number that you want to give out that people can call?
Please. Thank you. It's 773-547-3300. And again, thank you, Chicago. You've always been good to us.
Thank you for coming on the show. Nate, thank you so much, buddy.
You're welcome.
And Nate for mayor. Don't forget it, folks. That's a new slogan.
Yep.